Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Yeah. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Sparky, Gary, Leroy. The conversation continues about Matt LaFleur and whether or not we are at the point of having overrated Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct.
Seven.
You were thinking about something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to send a shout-out to Waukesha South. I went and spoke there yesterday. That was the last school for Butler versus Bullying for 2021. I know it was 2022, but we had to move them for obvious reasons. Do we need to be a control freak?
Does the coach have to be a control freak?
Yeah, that's a fair question.
Well, I'm going back to what you said yesterday.
You gotta be a control freak.
I'm going to go back to what you said yesterday. I brought it up earlier in the show. That is, you said LaFleur should call Mike Holmgren
yes.
and kind of figure things out a little bit.
Absolutely.
Because Mike Holmgren was a control freak.
You got to... Shanahan running everything. You know that. Gary, you know McVay. Come on. Everything. He even got a guy to pull him back if he get too into it. Because at least these guys can say, you know what? It didn't work out for me. But I did it my way that I want to do it. Do you need to be almost a control freak to be a which I'm a helicopter dad. I follow my son around like a shadow because I'm just so excited to have a son after having six daughters. I mean, it's truly amazing. So, Gary, do you need to be a control freak? Because I know when you was coaching at Muskego, Brulaw, that's what we call him, Brulaw, office coordinator, he did his thing. But you kind of let guys do that, but we were all on the same page. So does he need to be more of a control freak to get what he want out of it? Because he'll probably say to the media, no, it's running just like I want it to run. I mean, we're doing everything I want. But is it really?
No, that ship has sailed. He knew that when he took that job over. They all knew that.
Well, he tried.
I mean.
He tried.
Yeah, but yeah. Keep doing it.
He tried.
He can't stop.
No. He lost. No. He tried. He lost.
No.
Can't stop.
No. And because the quarterback wasn't going nowhere. So you got to try to figure it out. But they had that conversation with Matt LaFleur before he took that job.
Probably
Matt
LaFleur
knew
probably.
All that. Yeah, he knew all that. He knew what was coming
but he
down.
He had the experience.
He knew how this was going to go down.
I got some tweets coming in here at Big Show Network. Joe says, have we overrated Packers head coach Matt LaFleur? Joe says, hell no. He's a great coach. Yes, he ultimately is responsible for special teams and the loss. He schemed guys open that Aaron missed, making the coach look bad. However, starting to feel like he's the late great coach John Madden. Madden lost like five AFC championship games and only got one Super Bowl. That's Joe tweeting at Big Show Network.
Yeah, but Madden was fire because he had the best gaming system. And plus he had the old Madden team. Something to fall back on. Yeah, right. Floyd ain't got nothing to fall back on.
He does nothing. Let's go to Nate in the north side of Milwaukee. You're next here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Nate?
What's up, you guys? Well, we don't overrate Matt LaFleur. Just like you read in that last tweet, how many times can he scheme guys open and Aaron Rodgers not throwing the ball? I can say that play calling earlier in the game, it was not very well. But when it came down to them needing a drive or needing to move the ball, he brought out some of his best stuff, and Aaron Rodgers ignored it. What is he supposed to? Is he supposed to get in the press conference and say, "Yeah, well, our skin guys open, and Aaron just can throw him the ball"? Like, what do you expect him to do?
Say he missed.
He has a quarterback. He has a quarterback that really seems like he only cares about getting his stats and giving Devontae Adams his stats. He can't come out here and say, "Yeah, I drew up a play." And Aaron Rodgers just did not throw the ball to where it was supposed to go. Then next thing we're hearing is, well, why is the relationship problems between him and Aaron Rodgers? He's doing damage control as far as I'm concerned, and we cannot put him in. We cannot judge him for doing what he thinks is right for the better future of the football team. And the difference between him and Budenholzer is, like was said before, Budenholzer had a team before this.
Yep.
Had coaching jobs before this in Atlanta, and it came up short. So we're seeing him come up short time and time after this. We're wondering, why is it that you come up short in Atlanta, you come here, and then you come up short?
So it was the history of Bud that caused Bud all the flack then.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Fine. Nate, thanks for the call.
I got in line because they were winning a bunch of games in the regular season. Just like LaFleur, he's been winning a bunch of games. So now I say the system works. Now you got to fine tune it. And they did. They went out and got Drew.
Right.
And they signed, which I was glad they did, Cash with a K. They said, we got to get us a big three. John Horst said, let me sit back and look at this thing again. Okay, Brook Lopez, you ain't going nowhere. We're going to sign you. You know, Bobby Portis, what you doing? This man put together, but he got a foundation to run my system. And I think that's the reason why they beat Brooklyn in Brooklyn down 0-2 and came back and won that thing because they were battle-tested, ready to go because everybody bought in.
Sure. Got a couple of tweets here. BJ says, no. Did you see how open Lazard was? That was a Matt LaFleur play design.
He ain't open. He ain't open unless he get the ball.
Oh, well, fine. He hasn't won 39 games in 3 years on accident. He is hamstrung by Rodgers to a certain extent. We haven't even seen his full arsenal yet. His stubbornness about the special teams this year does concern me, however. Then Kevin responded to that and said, uh-oh, the misdirection runs are nearly all gone, Gary.
Well, let me speak on special teams.
Please.
And I don't know how the front office worked, but they should have paid up to go get a special team coach. Now, who's that on?
I don't know.
Is that on Murphy?
I would assume Murphy.
Is that on Russ Ball? Is that on?
Oh, no, he hires his staff.
Yeah, but they have to determine how much he gets for his staff.
It don't matter.
Money-wise, budget-wise.
It don't matter.
Right.
To me, this is me.
Right.
If you hire me to be the head man for my staff, go find the money. This is the guy I want and lead the room. If they get somebody else,
yeah, it doesn't always
it's on
seem
them.
doesn't always seem that way in Green Bay.
Yeah,
Leroy, it doesn't feel that it's that way.
But they got plenty of money.
Yeah, I know. I got the stat. They print money, but it feels like they're always penny pinching for some strange reason. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but you got to just go ahead and pay up and get the best guy for the job, and hopefully that solves the problem. What was your second question, Steve?
The misdirection runs are all gone, says Kevin, and they've disappeared from the offense.
Yeah, because it felt like in that game they were running up the middle a lot, didn't it?
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, it felt like they could have got to the edge a little bit more, and they didn't. This is all second guessing. And so you don't know, because their offense stacked plays on top of other plays to try to get to a play. And it the offense in this game looked a little disjointed.
I think once Dylan got hurt, they essentially lit their game plan on fire and said, now what? That's what I think happened. And then it completely screwed everything up because you did see Dylan and Jones in there together. Then Dylan gets hurt on special teams, and whatever the game plan was, I think went out the window as far as what they were wanting to do throughout that football game. You know, Matt LaFleur, I don't know if Matt LaFleur really addressed that one way or the other, but that's kind of what it feels like to me. I think if Dylan is in there, that game plan probably looks differently. It would be my guess. Let's go Maybe. To Rob in Oak Creek. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Rob, have we overrated Packers head coach Matt LaFleur?
Good afternoon, fellas. Great show again. Good topic. Good
Thanks.
Luck. And we're praying for you, Leroy, with the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, my brother.
Number one, I don't think we're overrating Matt LaFleur. I think he's done a good job. He's came in, tried to bring a team concept. He looks like his scheme is a little better and more modern. But I think the thing is with leadership, managing people is the most important. And Shanahan and all the other coaches, they don't have someone like, as they say in the barbershop, they don't have someone like Dr. Karen Rogers. They don't have someone who thinks he's smarter, who came in, who was already there before they got there. So it's very difficult sometimes to manage the great players. And so maybe he's failed on that. I give you an example. Yesterday on another, Keyshawn Johnson said, I want Matt LaFleur to get off his knees and be stronger with Aaron Rodgers. And then you have the anonymous coach in the NFL who said he doesn't seem to think that his focus is always on the team when he's worried about the stuff like CDC and the shots and all of that. So it's really hard sometimes to manage a great player and showing the rest of the team that you're holding everybody accountable. And I also think that on the defensive end, and if you were to talk to some of the players, as people have talked to, they're not buying into some of the stuff Aaron does, but they understand to get to the promised land, they need him. Just like the coach who got mad when McCarthy left, I don't know, was it Winston Moss or whoever, who said, we got one rule for Aaron and one rule for the others. Well, LaFleur had to come in behind a superstar and try to manage that. And I think he's done a good job, but it is not easy managing someone who's got the whole organization under the gun.
Yep.
So, no, I think he's done a good job, but I just think it's very hard because the 800-pound gorilla in the room is Aaron and his attitude. The difference between Bud and LaFleur not only is the experience, but Giannis is a different kind of player than Aaron. His ego is different. He's more amenable to taking criticism and changing.
Right, but Rob, again, like I said at the end of the last hour, the difference is Rodgers had already been in the mountaintop and thinks he knows how to get back to the mountaintop and has that. Giannis had never been to the mountaintop and was desperate to get to the mountaintop at some point and was willing to listen to whatever anybody said if it could get him to the top. Now he's been to the top. So if we get past Bud and we change...
The Holmgren days, players have changed. Holmgren couldn't go in there and tell Aaron Rodgers what to do like he could tell Brett.
Because Brett had never been to the mountaintop either. Same thing. They didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Rodgers with McCarthy in the beginning, Rob, is not Rodgers now. Thanks for the call. It's just not.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
After they won the Super Bowl and he figured it out, then that's when everything inflated and he became more about himself. In the beginning, he knew he needed McCarthy and he needed that coaching staff to help him get to where he wanted to go. He didn't know. He was trying to figure it all out. They had to rebuild his whole throwing motion, his feet, everything. Get his hand down from his ear hole and bring it down like a normal person. They had all that stuff. But once you get to the mountaintop and you win it, Leroy,
so
that's
need,
when I think the ego gets inflated.
But it's not really ego because we all have those.
Sure.
Have you listened to this show? We all got ego.
Yes.
Can you be coachable, man?
I think he was coachable early.
So that was saying, you got to be coachable throughout, not just early.
LeBron?
All the way.
What is LeBron?
LeBron coachable.
Yeah, LeBron picks the coach and gets the coach fired. But, picks the talent on the team.
See, I know
that's LeBron.
I know.
I think that's what 12 wants.
I know LeBron is a trigger for people. But LeBron is very much coachable. He's been in 5 or 6 systems. Then went down to Miami. He got in line. And he ain't got nobody to get in line with the Lakers. He's just him. So my thing, he's very coachable. Even his kids are coachable. He demands for them to be coachable. Matter of fact, he coached them from the sideline. You got to be coachable
Since
in
well,
this
the
league.
Coach of the
Just
because
you're in the Hall of Fame or you're a great player, don't mean you can't. These guys put in 18, 20-hour days. You can't dismiss them. They will help you get to where you want to be. It's just like teachers. I love teachers. I can't walk in this classroom thinking I know everything. I go there and listen, and when I leave the classroom, yes, I do know everything because she or he taught it to me, and they don't do it for the money.
No, that's
they
right.
Do it because they help you. So I'm trying to help you when I'm tired of watching Super Bowls. Now, in your MVP speech, hey, man, this ain't the trophy I was hoping to get. Okay? It's fine. It's good for my resume. But this ain't the one I was meaning to get.
Brady will say the same if he wins it. Yeah, well, no question.
No, let's Brady go may to, do something else.
Let's go. Gerard in Delaware listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. What's up, Gerard?
Hey, fellas. You know what he did? He turned LaFleur into honeydew and happy Rogers, happy life. That's what he did. Okay? First, he intimidated LaFleur the first year he was with him. That's what he did. The first year he was with LaFleur, he said, I'm going to show you who's the boss. I'm going to do things my way. Then he did it to Goody last year. This is what he does. So this is the problem. LaFleur has no control now. If he had any control, he would have said, why are you throwing this at him 15 times a game? Well, why are you doing that? You got other receivers on this team. Why are you doing it constantly? Why? So he has no control. This guy has all the control of everything. And let me ask you, I got two more things. Did anybody notice who the quarterback for Buffalo threw to for four touchdowns?
Gabriel.
Was it the main guy?
Nope.
Was it the main guy that they got from? No, it was somebody else.
Yep.
Wasn't
right.
it? And second of all, at these press conferences, right, when LaFleur and Goody are up there, why don't they, somebody asked them, do you think Love is going to be an all-pro quarterback? Do you think Love has a chance to be like Aaron Rodgers? Do you think Love has a chance to be this or that? Never hear a question about that. Why don't we put it right to them? Phrase it in a way. These guys know how to phrase their questions.
Yeah, but the answer to that is easy. Gerard, the answer to that is easy. We don't know. It's too early to tell. He hasn't even started the season yet.
They can't say they don't know.
Then what happens? Now, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah. Now Rodgers, Gary made a good point before. His ball wasn't right. Maybe Rodgers is getting, all of a sudden, when that age comes quick. All of a sudden, the end comes quick. So let's say, for instance, they don't move him this year, okay? And they keep him for, I don't know, 1 or 2 years or whatever. The Love trade looks terrible, number two, and they'll never get the package that they're going to ruin this. They have a chance to ruin this franchise because of this guy for a long time. And you're talking about, oh, well, if Rodgers is gone, he's only going to last a couple of more years, if that anyway. So why don't they just move this dude, get what they can? Because if they don't, it's going to look worse than the Hadle trade.
You don't have to go. You don't have to go to that extreme, Gerard. Good God.
Oh, no, it is. Because I'm going to tell you, Sparky, it is. Because this dude is – you'll never get that opportunity to get all these picks and players again. Never.
No, you're probably right about that, Gerard. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I got one more tweet here. We got to get to a break. From Greg, who says, dealing with the Eagles of Rodgers and Adams is totally different than dealing with Jimmy G and Debo. Let 12 go to San Fran and see how that goes for Shanahan. I don't know. It's a good question. I have no idea how that would go for Shanahan and Rodgers and how those two would get along. I'll tell you this much. If Rodgers is going somewhere, it better be to somebody he knows. That's why Hackett makes sense in Denver, because those who have a relationship, Hackett knows what he's getting himself into. Mm-hmm. Rodgers knows he's walking into an offense he already knows. He doesn't have to learn anything new, and away they go. That's my guess. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We got to get to an interview that David Bakhtiari did with Cheesehead TV. And do you Aaron think Nagle. The Packers made a mistake letting David Bakhtiari play against the Detroit Lions, because it came up during this piece with David Bakhtiari? We'll tell you that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University Studios. Want to cash in during the Pro Football Playoffs? Try out giving props or free-to-play contests on BetQL.com. Every round of the playoffs, they'll post 10 props. Simply create an account and make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. Plus, just by signing up, you've entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. That's BetQL.com/props. So last night, Gary and Leroy, Cheesehead TV, Aaron Nagler, put up an interview that they did, or he did, I should say, with David Bakhtiari. So in this piece, they talk about David Bakhtiari and the initial injury to begin with. And he was asked, first off, here, let's see here. So you're on the PUP and working to get back. They take you off the PUP on November 10th. You're listed as limited participant in that first practice of Seahawks week. How are you feeling? Bakhtiari says, I'm roughly 8-9 months in at this point. My right leg is definitely a bit stronger than my left leg, but I've never been through this before. So I just figured this is my new normal for now, but I didn't like at all how I felt. I was sitting at about 30 to 35 cubic centimeters of fluid in my knee. This is where I'm going to educate you guys. For bigger guys, you're going to carry more fluid in your knee. Brian Bulaga was in the 20 to 30 range. I was a bit higher. The only way I can describe it, it was like I had a water balloon in my knee. When you bend it, it shoots out everywhere. And the problem with that is it basically shuts off. Fluid gets into places. It's just uncomfortable. So I'm practicing. I'm trying to be very positive about what's going on, but I'm thinking something's definitely going on with my knee. I'm doing stretch and I can barely bend it. I'm trying not to admit that it's probably a little more swollen than yesterday, but I'm like, yeah, no big deal. I'm practicing. I can barely move around. Next thing you know, I say, nope, I'm done. I can't do this. We ended up draining it. It's been draining it. I'd been draining it for a while. I know it's not the best thing, repeatedly going into your knee. To be clear, it was my choice because I just wanted to play. But I must have done it around 15 times throughout the season. Whoa. We drained it that week. I had 96 cubic centimeters of fluid in my knee. To give you an idea, that's a little bit less than 4 ounces of fluid in my knee. So there's obviously an issue. We scan it and end up finding that I ripped up some cartilage in a new spot. So that's not good. So then he says, so then you end up having a new scope on November 18th. He said, so we went in with the scope and I had a little defect in my trochlear, I don't know how to say it, groove. They cut that and smoothed that out while they were in there. I was also complaining constantly about this lateral side of my knee. I had this huge scar tissue band that was restricting me, so they cut that. Behind my knee on the fat pad, I had a scar tissue that was rubbing on the cartilage, which ended up ripping a little bit of that cartilage, and they cut that out. After all that, I feel so much better. Now it feels a lot better, but now the issue is that I didn't get over my first surgery, and now I've had two surgeries in a calendar year. I've got bruising all over my knee. Nagler asked, you arrive at a point where you decide you just have to live with it to get back on the field. He says, well, about 3 weeks later, I don't want to go too specific because I had another intervention because I didn't like how my knee was responding. I had done other things in the past that made it respond better, so I went into that. That's when I had a huge uptick in my knee. I feel good. I don't feel like myself, but I feel good. So the week of Detroit, I'm feeling good. I'd gotten back to the 33 cubic centimeters of fluid. That's 20 to 30 in your money. That 20 to 30 is your money zone. I'm probably sitting at 50 to 60 cubic centimeters. I got a lot of things going on in my body to help with the inflammation. Nagler says, I presume the coaching staff wants to see you in a game prior to the playoffs. He said, I mean, I'm hearing mumblings around the building of people wanting to see me in a game. I can tell coaches want to get me out there. I'm like, you guys really want to see me in a game. I get it. If you feel uncomfortable with me in a playoff game, sure, I get it. I'm just trying to make sure my knee feels as good as possible. 4 or 5 days after the Detroit game, we end up pulling 88 cubic centimeters of fluid out of my knee. I'm like, this is a nightmare. This thing won't end. Nagler says, you have to be at your wit's end at this point, having worked so hard all year. Playoffs are here, and you're basically nowhere near to moving past this fluid issue. Bakhtiari, again, this is on Cheesehead TV, then says, I just need to turn off the car and let it sit. The only answer I got, you had two surgeries in a calendar year. Things are so inflamed and so angry that every time you start pushing the fluid, it just ignites that whole area. Structurally, I'm good. I know it's fine. That's why no one ever saw me with a knee brace. There's no mental hurdle I'm trying to get over. It's just, can this thing work? People don't understand the fluid thing. Talk to any nurse or doctor. I had one nurse tell me, that's the most fluid I've ever pulled out of someone's knee. And I'm like, thank you? So that's where we're at on David Bakhtiari. That's some of it. It's a pretty long interview with David Bakhtiari. Leroy just sat here shaking his head the whole time.
Because I didn't want him to play.
I know, but you did, against Detroit.
Yeah, all these people, you're going to be rusty. Stop it. What did Aaron Rodgers know all this? Because that's his boy now.
I don't know. The Rodgers is the one that nudged him to play against Detroit.
I mean, he texted him and said, I want to see you. He should text him and say, man, I know you're going through a lot, man. Shut that thing down, man. I'll see you against San Francisco.
No, I wouldn't even done that.
I mean, right? I mean,
That's a lot, Leroy. And we've seen a lot. We don't discuss a lot, but we've seen a lot in that locker room health-wise to know that conversation should have been, we'll see you next year. He should have never played nowhere.
Shut him down. Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to be the opposite of you. Maybe a blessing in disguise that he played against Detroit because they were only going to play him whatever amount of plays. Had he played against San Francisco, he probably would have blown that thing out. Because they would have played him longer and he would have went longer.
But he's saying
that... He had two more weeks of rest.
But wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Y'all are far more knowledgeable about this than me. I had no knee problem, but
I didn't know it. Like,
I'm just trying to learn.
Because our fans, they don't think you're soft if you're not playing.
I understand.
That's what he's trying to tell you.
Correct.
Right. So I'm trying to get educated. And I think he educated me in that interview with Cheesehead TV. But this is my question,
Aaron Nagler, that's my guy, too.
So let me see if I got this right. You just said, Gary, that you think, man, you could blow that knee out, right, if he would have went out there. I don't understand something. How does excess fluid correlate to blowing out a knee? He said his knee is fine. It just hurts to move because he's got all that fluid in there.
Something's wrong in there. Something's not right.
Gary went through knee stuff.
To create the fluid?
Gary, no.
Yes, if that knee is, something's aggravating that.
And keeping that fluid.
Or for it, keeping that fluid in there. Like, something's not right in that knee. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you. I'm just going, something's not right in that knee.
So
something's not right.
So think he's going to end up having another scope then, probably?
Looks like it. Yeah. Sounds like it. Yes. They got to fix something there. Something's not right.
He said structurally it feels good, though.
Yeah, he said structurally it's fine. That's why he doesn't wear a brace.
And I told you this story the other day. Now, Italy Ivory never practiced during the week.
Former running back. Packer running back.
Yeah, always got drained every Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And he come out there on like a Friday or Saturday and run around short stuff and do light work. And then Sunday swells back up, come back Monday, Tuesday, same thing. all season long. And now he had chronic knee problems. He had a couple knee surgeries. And back then, they weren't doing ACLs like they do them now.
No.
But something's not right. All them drains, that, when you go in there and stick a needle in your knee, that ain't good. That's not good. That's not good at all.
Well, he said when they went in there last time, they went up and cut up a bunch of stuff. They wasn't just taking liquid out.
Go back. How many times did he get his knee drained?
15, I think he said during the season.
And took an 88 cc. 15?
15.
It's a lot, Steve. It's a lot.
I mean, I don't know. You would think. Now, again, I don't know. And I don't know Dr. McKenzie. Like, y'all know Dr. McKenzie.
Oh, Dr. McKenzie is one of the best orthopedic surgeons in the world.
Somebody would have to explain to me why I'm getting all this drained off 15 times in a season after this. I mean, we've seen dudes come back from ACLs.
Everybody different.
Relatively. You're right. Everybody's body is different. All surgeries are probably not the same. As he pointed out, like, it wasn't just that. There was other stuff going on with that knee as well.
Yeah.
And we talked about this yesterday. Somebody brought up, trade Bakhtiari. Well, first of all, you can't because of the dead cap number. You could after this upcoming season. You could trade him going into 2023. Well, it's a huge cap relief if you do. And he's got 2 years left on his deal. So, but if you're in rebuild, Leroy, and you have 6 wins with Jordan Love, and you're no closer going to the Super Bowl than you were before, and you could move Bakhtiari for a first-round pick
think
or something.
A team would even want him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's why this year right now, this upcoming season, is critical. For 2 reasons. One, if he wants to go back and play on a contender, if this isn't end up being that one, number one. And number two, for the Packers to get any type of draft capital back, he's got to be healthy and on the field all year long for not only his sake, but also for the Packers' sake if there was any concern about trading him. The other thing is, if he's not right, that's a lot of money in a position that you're not getting your bang for your buck for. It's okay. And then it's Yash at left tackle possibly all year.
It's okay. It's insurance. They got their money's covered. They got insurance for that. I'm worried about the person. That's what I'm thinking about. I know as fans, we want these guys to play. It's a meaningless to play any of these guys against Detroit. They weren't no sharper than you thought they would be. Had you set all these guys out. And Gary Wright, maybe would have still hurt his knee in San Francisco. But it'd be a better conversation in a playoff game then, because Debo limped all 3 or 4 times. The guy just kept coming back, and that's different. But I'm just saying, when you're in a playoff, all system goes. So it was meaningless just to get some records. That's the only reason why you played. And that's Matt LaFleur. That's on him. You know, he shouldn't even play these guys. It didn't even make sense to me. But we're past that part. So now David got 8 months, really, to get back right. And he got time now to get back. He ain't got to rush it. Not to be rushing. He said he heard rumblings in the building, which is unfortunate that they want to see me play. You heard what he said. They want to see me play before the playoff. They ain't the coaches. They is upstairs, okay? You may be the scouts or you know, the GM and those guys. He's hearing rumblings that – now, the coaches may want to see – you know, the coaches may want to do it too because it protects everybody's job if you're the best players out there. I'm glad we're having this conversation. For fans to always say, I'd rather have an all-pro guy at 70% than a guy you've never heard of that's probably less, Steve's word, talented, but he's 100%. I'd rather have 100% of anything than 70% of anything. I'm just looking at the math. A guy that, like you say, Nosh, he 100%. Be 100%. He may not be as good as David Bakhtiari, but he can give you what I need to give you to get this ball off. I mean, I just feel bad for him because he's doing everything possible to play. He does need, like you say, park the car and let that car heal up, get some new tires, man, at least one tire, because he said one of his legs is stronger. Gary, what was the guy's name? I think he played with you. I forgot his name. Don't worry about the name. He said one of his legs was stronger and it got smaller, and that hurt his career because the one was injured and the other one is stronger. So the other one ain't going to sit and wait. You got to keep working out. It's getting stronger and stronger. The other one's like dragging. You just can't play. You just hope that don't happen. But I tell you, it cost him his career.
He is Leroy Butler.
He
Gary
could always
Ellison.
Be a model, though, because he has perfect hair. That helps.
That's true. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Fiverr, Wendy's Big Show, asking you, do you think the Packers made a mistake letting Bakhtiari play against the Lions? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Jeremy has a statement that he just tweeted at Big Show Network. Interested to see what Gary and Leroy think of his statement about Bakhtiari in the playoffs. But first, Leroy's going to tell us about his good friends over at New Mail.
New Mail is back, guys. 2022, a new year. Everything is new. New products, new people. Matter of fact, they're moving. Not yet. They got another building that's going to be upgraded here in Milwaukee and in Green Bay.
Nice.
So, I mean, that's truly amazing. I mean, but like them on Facebook and find out what, you know, what, how do you want to get started? Because, and they made a, the doctors make a good point. If you want to get ready for the summer, you got to start now. If you want to get ready for the spring, you got to get started now. You can't keep putting it off. And again, we talk about the three areas, you know, the bedroom, probably one of my, what time are the kids still in school?
Yeah, they're in school.
It's one of my favorites, okay? Hour, yeah. I ain't going to never go back to Clark Kent because I always wanted to be Superman, okay? And again, low T, find out what it's about. And again, we always talk about losing weight, especially a guy in your 50s, 60s, and 70s. But we also have more guys in their 30s now. But again, call this number, 414-441-1771, 414-441-1771, New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler and The Big Show sent you.
You're listening to The Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University Studios. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Tonight, it's the Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. Chocolate or vanilla, no purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win after the Bucks win, right? When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Okay, so the question on the table right now is, do you think the Packers made a mistake letting David Bakhtiari play against the Detroit Lions? Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Also tweet us at Big Show Network. Brandon tweets at Big Show Network and says, after in the recent interview, absolutely. How do they allow him to continue to practice and put him in a game knowing he's having some sort of issues with it? How much of this goes on coaching staff and medical team, Gary Ellerson?
Well, it used to be prevalent in the NFL where you play at all costs. I think a lot of that changed with the San Francisco 49ers. Under Bill Walsh, Mike Holmgren, you can see when those guys came into the league and brought what they brought with them, and that we're going to rest our players. Our players are going to be fresh. And they had, we all had the best treatment, but I think the thinking change of making sure guys were healthy, making sure they were close to 100% when they were playing. So the NFL is not what it used to be. But what I'm hearing that, though, there are still those pressures inside an organization or inside a locker room that want guys to play hurt. And you can hear back there, I talked about that, where it feels like some people want to see him play. They want to take a look at him. And with that knee, the way it was swelling up like that, they should have known that it was going to happen again. When he had 15, he drained his knee 15 times. Without no competition. So that's basically probably just working out, doing little light work. To me, that should have been a total shutdown, maybe after the 10th one, for sure.
Not 15 of them, and you still try to play them in the game, you're saying?
And you're still trying to play. Come on, at what point you say, no, let's just shut this down. Let's get this guy ready for next year.
And
there's
he could have said no if he wanted to. He could have just said, I'm not playing in the Detroit game.
It still exists in the locker room or in organization where you feel pressure that you need to go out there and play.
And your there MVP always is.
Guys looking at you weird, man.
All right, Jeremy
at you weird.
Tweets at Big Show Network and says, I don't think him playing made much difference in the divisional round either way. How much of a difference do you think it would have made had Bakhtiari been out there and Billy Turner would have been, say, at right tackle in that game?
They sacked him five times.
How much of that was on Billy Turner, though?
It don't matter. But I got a new five that's the best five. So if it's 22 plays, fine. But they sacked him five times. But on that last play, yeah, great protection. He had great protection. He had great protection. So if he wanted to hit Lazard coming in, he could have hit him. You had Kurt Warner talking about that part because he's a quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not a quarterback. I just sack him.
We played that yesterday.
Yeah. You heard that, Gary? I just sack him.
Yeah, Leroy, I heard that.
No, he ain't here. Go ahead. Go ahead, Steve.
Leroy, Gary, I still got that picture in my mind. Oh, go ahead, Steve.
How much of a difference, Gary, do you think it makes for the Packers if Bakhtiari plays in that game?
Well, a healthy Bakhtiari makes a difference. But that Bakhtiari with his knee drained 15 times, I don't know if he's playing like you need for him to play. Because, Steve, I have been watching him, and I don't know if you remember me saying that. He's not right. I see him run out the tunnel, run out of the doggone Hudson Center. You can see him limping. His gait wasn't right. He wasn't right all year long. I don't think he helps him at all with that in
his
brain.
But why didn't you
like
join
that.
Me and say not for him to play against Detroit? Because all the fans
I didn't know
all,
how – because well, – because
we didn't even know. You're right. We didn't
we
even
didn't
know.
The dude had 15 –
No, no. Know? But, Gary, we didn't know he
we
was going to play. Maybe I just saw him out there. They didn't like to make a big announcement he was going to play until like the day of the, so yeah, you're right.
And when it was done and his half was done, he was laughing and having a good time on the sidelines.
He went to the tent. And
but then
said,
came out.
The yeah, and said, why did he do that?
Right. But then came out, he was laughing on the sidelines the whole
went
deal.
Went to the tent and said something's off. Not and said something's not right. No,
right,
that's
Gary.
What happened.
That's what happened.
He went to the tent say, something and said something's not right.
He wasn't on no pitch count. He's going to stay as long as Aaron stayed. Man, this
and that was
then
they
right.
shut him down. Yeah. That was that.
If he didn't tell Aaron, how bad does Aaron feel? I mean, if he didn't tell Aaron what was going on with his knee and the flu and everything else,
everybody knows. Everybody knows.
So you think he knew?
Yeah.
Still want to get him out there though. I wanted to play with him. You know.
Everybody knows.
But I do. When you do that, there, I remember Reggie White had the hamstring, and it was the color of a crayon box, all color. You know, purple, yellow, and green, fuchsia, violet. I said, man, you can't play? He said, Leroy, God, go heal me. I said, I stand corrected. Man, went and played, got a couple sacks. I mean, it happened, but that's a hamstring. You're talking about a knee when you got to do that little kick step.
Yep.
Hey, man,
big
that
deal.
Name may not be right.
Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Fiverr. It's the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Get a better breakfast at Wendy's. Buy any breakfast sandwich or get any size drink in a Wendy's cup for free. Coffee, soda, Frosty Chino, chocolate or vanilla. You get it for free when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler here as well as... We are all still in wait-and-see mode on this Pro Football Hall of Fame and to see whether or not Leroy Butler going to be in or not.
I would have put Alex Rodriguez in this year, though.
He didn't play football.
But I would have put him in, though. I don't know why you keep A-Rod out. This was his first year eligibility, right?
I don't know.
I think so. A-Rod the man, cuz. Whether you like him or not, allegedly this, A-Rod was the man. And the man hits over 600 home runs.
I don't see how he gets in if they don't put the rest of these guys in.
But A-Rod really didn't the PED stuff was towards the end, man. This man was ripping the league up for a long time, man.
And so was Barry Bonds.
And it, man, cheated on J-Lo, allegedly. Man, you can't mess that one up. Come on, A-Rod.
Yeah, well. It happens. Coming up next hour here on the Wendy's Big Show, we are honored to have the guy that was a part of the team that on this day, 25 years ago?
Yeah, a long time.
Damn, you're old. Won a Super Bowl against the New England Patriots.
After 30 years of misery.
So we are going to talk about that Super Bowl coming up. And we want to hear your memories of that game, that day, that whole deal. Dial it up now. Memories of the Packers and Patriots. Packers winning the Super Bowl with Brett and Leroy and Reggie and Gilbert and all them. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. 25 years ago today, the Packers beat the Patriots and won the Super Bowl.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.